Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed a roadmap for peace in Syria. Foreign ministers adopting the U.S. drafted resolution late Friday after a day-long meeting of the International Syria Support Group in New York. Absent from the text is a mention of the future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. President Obama outlines his plans for his final year in office during a wide-ranging year-end news conference. Mr. Obama stressed the need for the U.S. to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to pressure the Islamic State group.
Squeezing ISIL's heart, its core in Syria and Iraq, will make it harder for them to pump their terror and propaganda to the rest of the world. At the same time, as we know from San Bernardino, we have to remain vigilant here at home.
President Obama also touted big wins for his administration, citing diplomacy this year with Iran and Cuba, passage of significant climate and Asia-Pacific trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage in the U.S. The head of Rwanda's Electoral Commission says partial results from Rwandans have voted to change the constitution and allow President Paul Kagame to run for many more times in office. Friday's referendum asked for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to five, but the administration and the amendment that is makes an exception for Mr. Kagame, allowing him to run for a third 7-year term and 2 more 5-year terms after that. This is VOA News. African Union has authorized deployment of peacekeepers to trouble Burundi and given the government a 4-day deadline to accept the troops. Communique issued by the AU Peace and Security Council on Friday said the peacekeeping force will have up to 5,000 soldiers as well as police. It authorized the deployment of an initial period of 6 months. Council condemned recent violence in Burundi, including attacks on military barracks in the capital that left a reported 87 people dead last week. Burundi has experienced 8 months of violence and unrest following the announcement that President Pierre Nkurunziza was seeking a third term, a move that his critics say is unconstitutional. International Organization for Migration is saying the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe by sea and land this year expected to top 1 million next week. IOM spokesman Joel Millman said that nearly 4,300 people arrived from the Turkish coast to nearby Greek islands on Wednesday, and that the organization estimates the million mark will be reached by Tuesday.
These very high flows for December are proving to be what we feared, very lethal, particularly in the eastern Mediterranean, where we counted 706 deaths so far this year. That's 422 since October 16th, so 2 months ago, an average of 7 a day.
IOM says nearly 991,000 people have arrived from Africa or the Middle East, about 800,000 across from Turkey to Greece. Among them, more than half, about 455,000, are Syrian. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter made a surprise visit on Friday to Afghanistan, where he met with U.S. military commanders and Afghan officials. The visit comes as a new Afghan political group is pressuring the Kabul government to do more to stabilize the country. The Vatican is saying that Pope Francis has recognized a second miracle attributed to the late Mother Teresa, clearing the way for her elevation to sainthood. This Nigerian priest spoke with reporters at the Vatican.
It's a very wonderful thing, especially she is always a good example to the world, especially the world that is filled with egoism. She has left for us an example of taking care of one another.
Mother Teresa was famed for her lifetime of service to the poor. The Disney company says Star Wars: The Force Awakens, the movie, earned a record-breaking $57 million in its opening night on Thursday. The J.J. Abrams-directed epic surpassed the previous opening day record of $43.5 million for Harry Potter.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers on Jazz America from VOA1. This is Russ Davis, your host. This week we're investigating the marriage of hip-hop and jazz. It became known as rap music, if you will, with simplistic musical settings as a bed of sound for rappers, vocalists who espoused their thoughts in poetry and in the spoken word and blended those beats. Those beats have become a part of the pulse of the world. And certainly jazz musicians have embraced that rhythm and made it their own to create 21st century jazz. Well, actually, 20th century jazz too. As Rapper's Delight, the famous rap song that seemed to start it all with rap music followed by what became known as hip-hop, came to us in the late 1980s. Miles Davis embraced the rhythms and gave us doo-bop. Then, other artists have followed in his footsteps and created what we call hip-hop jazz at this point in history. I'm going to give you some more examples of that music on this edition of Jazz America, and I was prompted to do so by an email that came to me from a Jazz America listener in Kenya. Thank you all for being involved personally with Jazz America by giving us your suggestions. Well, it seems that hip-hop rhythms, street rhythms, lots of people call it, have certainly been part of jazz for a long time. It seems to permeate so many jazz projects, and one of the finest came out in 2015 as the splendid keyboard player Jason Miles and the wonderful trumpeter Ingrid Jensen got together for an album titled Kind of New. From that, we'll begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America with a blending of those hip-hop street rhythms and jazz with the song Super City.
Thank you.
Let's just imagine for a moment that Ella Fitzgerald were still around today. Maybe she would be making recordings that sound like what you just heard, embracing modern recording technology and modern rhythms of hip-hop music with the song Slap That Bass, the remix version from the album simply titled Verve Remix, taking some of the classic songs of the past and bringing them up to date. Slap the Bass, Ella Fitzgerald. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, we are blending hip-hop and jazz and giving you examples of this style. And one of the pioneers of blending hip-hop and jazz is the great saxophonist Greg Osby. I talked to him about doing just that on his wonderful release, 3D Lifestyle, one of the first hip-hop and jazz albums to achieve the blending of the two in such a perfect way. Here's Greg Osby and his thoughts, followed by his music here on VOA's Jazz America.
Here I am in the presence of saxophonist, composer, and now impresario of his own career with your own record label and etc., Greg Osby. Greg, great to see you, my friend.
My pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Let's talk about music instead of business for a second. In fact, let's talk about music forever. I'd prefer that. I remember the groundbreaking effect of 3D Lifestyle, and I remember talking to you about that at the time, the blending of hip-hop and jazz. And now hip-hop is just part of the air that we breathe at this point in history. How do you see the marriage of jazz and hip-hop, how it's evolved since those days, and how hip-hop permeates the whole world, and it's sort of the rhythm of the world to a certain extent, along with other styles of music, but how the marriage of hip-hop and jazz has developed from your perspective?
Well, the way I saw it, I mean, I really wanted to shake hands with that as a somewhat alien entity to see, you know, what the output would be, you know, what the yield would be by fusing these two genres that were somewhat unrelated. And it was a tough sell, and I took a lot of lumps for it at that time because there was no live interaction. It was basically all intuitive hip-hop artists. And so it worked out really well. But then it kind of nosedived for a while, but there was a resurgence in interest of that somewhat of late, whereas younger musicians have adapted and have incorporated a lot of those processes into what they're doing. And since their beneficiaries of that genre. I mean, you know, they've come up in that era, you know, and those installations are actually normal for them. They've made a better use of it. Mm-hmm. However, I'm still looking to hear more improvisation and more raw creativity, more risk, and more experimentation, as opposed to just incessant loops, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a lot more potential. There's a lot more to be done with it, but there's a lot more to be done with other resources that can be, you know, drawn and extracted from.
Something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
Here's another funky groove from another great saxophonist, Joshua Redman, from the album Momentum with Greasy G on Jazz America from VOA 1. Some people say that hip-hop rhythms are really just funk, and there's some truth to that, I would suppose. And you just heard a great example of blending funky, modern, hip-hop-flavored rhythms with jazz improvisation at a high level. with 2015 Grammy nominee alongside the Bad Plus, Joshua Redman, from his album Momentum, the song Greasy G. We'll be celebrating those Grammy nominees on next week's Jazz America, but we've got some other business to take care of for the next half hour or so as we continue our investigation of hip-hop and jazz here on Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, not a lot unlike others that I've received, because there seems to have been a change in the Voice of America website, and it affects Jazz America. This one comes from Oleg Boyko, who, by the way, did not tell me where they're listening. I always like to know where Jazz America listeners are, so in the future, if you send me an email, do tell me where you are. Oleg Boyko wrote, "Hello, Russ. Are you still on the VOA? It seems the program page disappeared. Best regards, Oleg." Well, the answer to that one is there have been some changes in the Voice of America website, and when those changes are all wrapped up, hopefully we will have the access to listen to the Voice of America's Jazz America coming back very soon. In the meantime, you can go to my own personal website, Moja Radio, M-O for modern, J-A for jazz, M-O-J-A-R-A-D-I-O.com, and I post the Jazz America show each week right there. All right, let's get back down to business here on Jazz America as we give you more of the blending of hip-hop and jazz. And hip-hop music in the 21st century is, as you heard Greg Osby mention earlier, instead of more of a performed live kind of music, even though it certainly is, the real emphasis is on the studio presentation and in the recording studio where so much magic occurs. And a lot of that magic in the 21st century is remixes. Here is a classic remix, Dizzy Gillespie with Manteca, with the Funky Lowlives remix from the Verve Remix 2 album. A little bit of that modern technology and a little hip-hop thrown in for good measure, too, on Jazz America.
Version now, 1961 version, Manteca. Thank you.
Two masters of jazz trumpet back-to-back, Dizzy Gillespie brought up to date with a remix of Manteca, followed by one of the modern masters of jazz trumpet, Roy Hargrove, with his RH Factor group, and vocalist Renee Neuville on the song Juicy from the album Hard Groove, blending hip-hop and jazz in a beautiful 21st century way. This is Russ Davis, and I certainly hope you're enjoying this special theme on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Now let's have some conversation with one of the young masters, a great keyboardist and musical visionary, Grammy Award winner for his Black Radio album. He is Robert Glasper, and he's certainly been a very big proponent of blending hip-hop and jazz. He's of the hip-hop generation. Let's talk to Robert Glasper and hear some of his wonderful hip-hop jazz here on VOA's Jazz America.
We're talking about an acoustic trio.
Yes.
But you like I said, you were wearing a hip-hop junkie t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
and you're of the hip-hop generation.
Yes.
And that's an indelible impression. It's been left on a culture, world culture, forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
going to be thought about like swing and bebop
right.
and rock and roll.
Exactly.
So I didn't hear a lot of hip-hop influence,
right.
and I've heard some more in other
mm-hmm.
things you've done.
Exactly.
And you throw in just a little bit of voice, like on Butterfly,
mm-hmm.
A little bit of effects, a little bit of hip-hop
mm-hmm.
beat
mm-hmm.
occasionally, but only as a flavor.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not trying to be the guy who mixes hip-hop and jazz together.
Russell Gunn.
Or another, yeah.
That.
Some people do it overly, overly do it, where mm-hmm. like, I have a DJ now, I'm going to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's organically the vibe, you hear it, you can feel the sense that that's who we are hip-hop, so,
mm-hmm.
you know. And in later albums, like my next album, there'll probably be more hip-hop on there, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying, but
mm-hmm.
I've never honed myself as a hip-hop pianist or stuff like that. People kind of put that on me, because I do play with the creme de la creme of hip-hop cats. I play with Tip, I play with Mos Def, I play with Common, I play with all these people, so they tend to put that on me, but I'm a jazz piano player, and I love playing jazz, and I love hip-hop, so I do a little of that. I love, you know, I love alternative rock, so I do a little Radiohead. I love gospel, I do a little gospel, you know what I'm saying? But the bulk of it all is still jazz, you know what I mean? But this is what I like to do, you know?
Well, okay, one last thing, Robert. You have a rhythmic thing that happens the way you play that gives you a unique signature sound. Can you expound on that just a little bit? It's like a double time kind of rhythm that it's created with your hands.
I have no earthly idea. And I think that's the reason why it's actually my sound, because I'm not aware of it. You know what I mean? Other people are more aware of it because they're seeing me and listening to me do it, but I'm just being me. So, you know, if I was purposely doing it, then I could probably tell you what I'm doing, but I honestly have no idea. I wish I could, but I have no idea.
Well, we'll just listen and try to figure it out ourselves.
Definitely.
Robert Glasper, thank you so much for your time
thank
and
you.
Your artistry, my friend. Keep
thank
it
you
going.
So much.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Pleasure. That conversation occurred at the Montreal Jazz Festival after a performance by Robert Glasper and his band, and one of the songs they performed we mention in our conversation, his version of Herbie Hancock's Butterfly. And here it is on Jazz America from VOA 1. I just wait.
this is Bill Frisell, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
There you have the song from the great guitarist Bill Frisell and his album Guitar in the Space Age titled Baja. I wanted to play that for you because it just received a Grammy nomination. And next week here on Jazz America, we'll salute the nominees for the Grammy Awards as just announced by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. And we'll salute all the nominees in the jazz categories, as many as we can, on the next edition of the show. We'll play lots of the music from nominated releases, and we'll talk to four of those nominees: Christian McBride, Arturo O'Farrell, Terrence Blanchard, and John Scofield. That's next week on Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. I hope you'll join me then.